This is WLRN News. I'm Nadej Green. When people are experiencing homelessness, they can go days, weeks without a shower. In South Florida, permanent public indoor showers specifically for the homeless do not exist. Some shelters do open their doors for people to shower, but that's not always accessible. Yesterday, we told you about Jeannie Lewis. She was once homeless herself and created the nonprofit Showering Love. Mobile showers for the homeless. It's like a tour bus in the middle of a gated parking lot in downtown Miami. It's Sunday morning and a line is starting to form. Seven people so far. The bus was converted to house two shower stalls inside. One is accessible for people in wheelchairs.
Be nice, hot water.
Robert Ruiz is a 57-year-old homeless man. He's one of the first in line for a rare hot shower. Next to him in line is Patricia Jackson.
Last time I took a shower on Wednesday.
Wednesday was 3 days ago. She last showered at Camilla's house, one of the few homeless shelters that provide showers to the public. But Jackson can't always make it there. Sometimes she misses the window when the shelter is open for showers. Jackson is 5 months pregnant, and she says she has very sensitive skin, and not being able to get clean has made her break out.
And I keep getting infection and off and on.
They get to come in, 10 minutes, shave, shower, use the restroom, and restore their dignity.
Jeannie Lewis came up with this idea to create a mobile shower bus that goes around to people who are homeless in South Florida. Everyone who showers gets a bag with toiletries, clean underwear, socks, and there's a pantry with clean clothes. Lewis was once homeless herself.
Wearing the same clothes all the time. Just the one thing I couldn't get was dignity in the form of the shower.
She knows it can be really hard to leave all of your possessions in a cart or on a sidewalk to go find a shower at a homeless shelter, or to have enough money to catch the bus to get to a beach or pool to use the outdoor showers there. About 4 years ago, Lewis asked her friends to donate their time and money to create a shower bus.
We named the bus Grace because we've all been showered by Grace.
Rowdy Gifford is a longtime friend of Lewis's, and he's a master plumber. He's been designing and installing plumbing for more than 20 years. He designed and installed the plumbing for the bus.
When we did the grand opening, it was a handicapped gentleman in a wheelchair. And when he came off of there, he was so happy.
So far, the bus has provided more than 8,000 showers across Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. But it doesn't have the funding or resources to provide daily showers. It costs about $1,000 for the bus to set up for a few hours. That doesn't include regular maintenance costs. There are a few other mobile showers operated by nonprofits, but they don't offer daily showers either.
We need to shower too, just because we live outdoors. We don't have a fancy home or apartment or car or scooter. The homeless are people as well.
Ryan Jackson was with his wife, Patricia, the woman who's pregnant.
They built this portable bathroom out for people to use. I say they should be doing more of that. And they should be able to build like a public shower where people who don't have a home can go.
Up in Jacksonville, the city funded a rest stop 2 years ago. It offers showers and free laundry to homeless people who aren't in the shelter system.
Have a great day.
Okay. On this Sunday in downtown Miami, after the people using the Showering Love mobile shower come out,
you look awesome.
They're greeted with compliments and kind words.
Huh? This looks very nice. It fits good here.
Showering Love usually teams up with other nonprofits to offer showers at different locations across South Florida. They're in downtown Miami about once a month. Most of the people I talked to said they don't know yet where they're going to get their next shower. Showering Love wants to add more buses and a mobile laundry service for people who are homeless. I'm Nadej Green in Miami.